Well, we were disappointed, and I guess no one was more disappointed than those people within the squad that they capitulated to the Melbourne Stars last game and missed out on the home semi-final. Let's find out how things are progressing within the Sydney Sixers. One of their bright spots of season 2018-19 has been Josh Philippe, and he joins us on the line. G'day, Josh.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, really. Well, how are you guys? How what has been the response from the squad and from the coach after that performance on last Sunday?
Yeah, it wasn't obviously an ideal performance. It was quite disappointing for us to lose that home semi. I think we just, considering we were guaranteed finals, I think we just relaxed a little bit. And that obviously was on show and were very disappointing. But we're going well. We're still very confident. And actually, we do kind of think Etihad Stadium will suit us a little bit with all our spinners. So we're just moving on and working on a plan on how we can make Friday night work for us now.
Well, you'll be concentrating behind the stumps with the gloves on because we'll have the three spinners, won't we? Nathan Lyon, O'Keefe, and also Pope.
It'll look that way. This wicket will suit spinners. It's quite a slow wicket and it'll turn a bit. So I think at this stage it is looking that way, so I think I'll have my work cut out behind the stumps for sure.
Ben Menenti a chance to play there? And well, the other thing is Tommy Curran was batting six last game, which sort of shortens up your batting lineup as well too. Is there going to be a change there, Josh?
I think we'll need to play an extra batter for sure. Tommy was awesome for us all year with the bat, but we're losing him, we lose obviously one of our better bowlers, if not our best bowler. And considering his batting six, you lose a batter as well. So we're definitely going to have to play that extra batter. I think Menenti's definitely in the mix as well. But, obviously we can't play four spinners.
No.
Josh, I guess this was one of your highlights that you remember fondly with the Sixers up against the Hurricanes there at the SCG. Was that the first time you'd open? You got pushed up to open, you made that 86 not out?
It was the second time.
Second time, was it?
Yeah, second time this year, yeah. So that was obviously, it was an amazing moment. To bat with James Vince as well for such a long period. And I think I'll remember that one for a while.
Bit of time with the Scorchers last season. How did the move come to the Sydney Sixers this year?
They actually didn't offer me a contract coming into this big bash, but they wanted me to stay. They couldn't offer me to keep, and they weren't really sure where I was going to bat. So it kind of became a no-brainer, but it wasn't sort of as easy as saying, oh, you didn't offer me a contract, but these guys did. And it didn't quite go down as smoothly as that, but I'm obviously very glad I made the move, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
So why Sixers?
They offered me to keep.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty good choice. Josh, when you think about it, just another one of this young breed of players coming up and through the ranks, and you've been, obviously your family's pretty well staunched in WA cricket, isn't it? Your dad's heavily involved over there as well?
Yeah, dad works with country cricket at WA, and he's worked at the Waka for, I think, almost 20 years now. So he's been a part of it for a while, and my mum actually played state cricket for WA. Years ago as well, so they have been quite heavily involved, so it wasn't necessarily the easiest move, but I think it was the best one for me, and I loved every minute of it.
You've got a very particular style when you bat. It's a flashing bat, there's a lot of movement of the bat. Is that something you've done deliberately, or is that just your natural the way you address the ball, Josh?
Yeah, I think it's very natural. I don't think about any of that sort of stuff when I'm batting. It just kind of happens. It's worked for me. I just need to get a bit more consistent and I don't know. A lot of people ask why I kind of do it like that, and I actually don't know the answer. I just do it like it. Just
Fair enough. Hey, Andrew McDonald, the coach you're going up against on Friday night, he came out and said, look, the players are making noise around the season being too long. He doesn't appreciate that. What are your thoughts on the BBL this year? Extra games, a bit of a longer time frame?
Yeah, I think we all actually don't mind playing 14 games. I think that's not a problem. I just think the games have been stretched out a lot. Like, we had 8 days between our game against, who did we play? Against the Thunder and then the Stars.
Yep.
So we had 8 days off. And then now we've got 5 days between our semi-finals. So I think our chat sort of is, why can't we have less days off and play more? So then the season isn't longer, but we just put more cricket into a shorter period of time.
Well, I think that's a case of the public actually agreeing with the players as well. The home and away season, the 14 games is fine, but just let's squeeze them into a shorter time frame, probably ending on that final weekend of the school holidays because the kids absolutely love it. We're lucky enough to be chatting with Josh Philippo. Josh, what's your ambitions when you get back to the longer form of the game? Do you see yourself of you want to be a keeper in the state cricket, or would you just play as a batsman? And do you have to move states for that?
Obviously I still wanna play my other format of cricket for Australia. So yeah, look, if the keeping job comes up and that's what they want me to do, I'm happy to do it. Otherwise, obviously I'm still quite happy to play the long format as a batter. It'll be interesting to see if I slide back in where I'll bat, because we've got a few players in the Aussie One Day side as well. So.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of spots up for grabs there, and I know I feel like I'm probably more suited to the middle order in the long format. But I think they want me to open the batting, so I think that'll be a challenge in itself. But I'm looking forward to going back and taking on the opportunity and seeing how I can go.
Can I just ask you, Josh, what was going through your head when you... played against the Sydney Thunder and you hit the first ball of the innings to mid off and then took off and then got stranded and Daniel Hughes
sent you back.
He just turned his back on you. Hey, what was going on there, Josh?
Look, that's a hard one. I hit it and I had a pretty good view of it when I hit it, so I knew I'd beaten the bowler, and you can often sneak around there these days. Like, you can often hit it to mid off and mid on and sneak around and I sort of took off, and I was a bit ball-watching, and he was a bit ball-watching, and I ended up halfway down the wicket, realising that he had not moved, and had to turn around, and then, I don't know.
It was unfortunate, I think we call that. Josh, we thank you so much for your time, mate. It's been good to have you in the state of New South Wales playing for the Sydney Sixers, and good luck for the big semi-final coming up.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There he goes. He's a rising star. He's 21 years of age. He can play. He's a nice keeper as well. The Sydney Sixers are away from home. That's going to be Friday, 7:30. They blew the chance of having that home semi-final. The Melbourne Renegades at tab.com.au, $1.75. The Sixers, $2.10.
And he's a split decision in my house between Tommy Curran and Josh Philippe about who's the favourite Sixers player. He's a $5.50 chance to be the Sixers' highest bat. Daniel Hughes, the favourite there at $4.50.